How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings, host of The Big Story, Canada's longest-running daily news podcast. For 6 years now, we've been telling one story a day, every one of them about something that matters to Canadians. This spring, though, we're going deeper. The Big Story presents Pay Dirt, the inside story of Ontario's Greenbelt scandal. From political games to stag and doe parties, endangered species, RCMP investigations, and Las Vegas massages, you will hear the full story straight from the people who broke it. The Big Story presents Pay Dirt. New episodes every Monday starting April 22nd, and you can get them all by following The Big Story wherever you get your podcasts.
Find your frequency.
Hey, I'm Mitch.
And I'm Greg, and this is Side Note,
a podcast where every episode we chat about life and what's stumping us right now.
And then we research and splice in all the science and mind-blowing shiznit throughout so you are entertained while simultaneously learning. This week we're talking about pop stars, but actually we are going to be playing you a recording of our first ever live podcast from Just for Laughs in Montreal. We were so nervous, but you came out, you supported us, and we turned this podcast that happens in this dank little booth that we're in right now into a real thing on a stage. So the format was a little bit different. We actually started by telling stories about pop stars, and then Rachel would actually hit a buzzer and randomly ask us for side notes about science on the spot. So that was really interesting and nerve-wracking, but it worked out pretty well. And then we actually interview a comedian named Matteo Lane, who's a fellow gay man, so therefore innately is an expert in pop stars. And lastly, we did an actual more formal debate this time, and Mitch and I went head-to-head about who we thought was the best pop star of all time. Hey, Just for Laughs, little green monster, why don't you roll the clip?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Who loves Robin?
Yeah. Bam. We're going to do the Ellen, and we're going to sit down and... Oh,
I thought we were actually going to get back up.
So for those of, this is being recorded, so for those of you who are at home listening, we were just dancing perfectly in sync to that song.
Yeah,
and
it
we
was
were
fully
flossing perfectly.
Right?
Flossing perfect.
So this is the first ever Side Note live podcast. We are so nervous. Thank you for coming.
Yeah,
thank
you for coming.
So I'm Greg.
I'm Mitch.
And I'm Rachel.
And so our topic for today is going to be pop stars. Okay, so
we're going to start by telling some stories about our experience with pop stars. Then we have an awesome guest who's going to come up, Matteo Lane. He's hilarious. And we're also going to grill him on who he thinks the best pop stars are. And then we have a classic debate at the end of our podcast. So Greg and I are going to duke it out while Rachel hosts a debate between us.
Yeah. And when I want to know more mind-blowing science, I'm going to bring this little buzzer. And I'm going to say, give me some science, give me a side note.
So we're going to be put on the spot. We're really nervous because, like, we do know a lot about science, but sometimes we forget it all. So yeah. We will see. We might be going to the audience and being like, please explain this. Okay, so to start, Mitch, what was the first album you ever bought?
First album I ever bought?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I actually stole my first album from my sister, and it was Spice Girls. And I realized, like, it's my parents' own fault they didn't know I was gay. So, like, that's on them, like, because that was a clear sign very early at age. But I was obsessed with the Spice Girls. Like, I think before that I only really liked, like, classical music for some reason.
She's a cultured queen.
And then I wasn't really exposed to, like, much else. But then I remember, like, taking it from my sister's room, and I would, like, put it in the CD player and just lay down, listen to every single track, memorize every single word. And then I'd, like, go to my cousins and, like, make us reenact Viva Forever. Like, you know the one where they're, like, all
that
fairies
is such
in
a
the
good
video?
Song. And was I just see like, young people here, and you better know what Viva
Do you know
Forever
it?
Is.
You all know it? Okay, yeah. So I just, like, I was so obsessed, and I, like, always wanted to be scared.
Were your cousins... Girls? Guys?
They're obviously all girls. Yeah, the guy... Yeah, I mean, I had guy ones, but I was like, girls, we're reenacting Spice Girls.
Okay, wait. Which Spice Girl were you, can I guess?
Yeah.
I think you were Baby Spice.
That's so rude.
That's not rude! No, that's not rude. Why because you follow the rules. Like, in Spice World, she's like, girls... We can't do that. We gotta follow the rules.
No, I
you are Baby Spice.
No, I wanted to be Scary Spice.
Oh, that's cute.
But maybe
you're
because
not scary
I like that would like bring out my inner like extrovert because I was so introverted.
I had like internalized homophobia and wanted to appear masculine, so I was always Sporty Spice.
Yeah, right.
I was like, I'm definitely the sporty one for sure.
You're Jerry for sure. You're like you got the orange beard. You like
I definitely
would have
peaced out early.
Yeah, you were like I'm in my own
this.
Thing. Okay. Well, what was your first album then?
Okay, so I've strategically bought my first album as to not come out. So I would say that my first album was Britney Spears, but
to not come out.
No, because I simultaneously bought the album by the band Korn, K-O backwards R-N. So I like Freak on a Leash. That was the album. So I went to Best Buy and I bought the Korn album and I like put it on top of the Britney Spears album, like stuck it together and handed it to the cashier. I was like, I'll get one Korn album, please.
Yeah, right.
And then when he like peeled it apart, he was like, Ed, you and I'm like, I don't know how that got there.
Greg, can you name a single member of the band Korn?
Jared Carmichael.
What?
That's not true. I don't know.
No, okay.
I don't know any of their
names.
Did
you ever listen to it even?
I listened to the Korn album. It was really loud. I listened to it a lot when my friends came over. Song number 11 was great.
What was song number 11?
Okay, I think it was called Red Chair.
Oh, Red Chair.
Okay, I listened to only
Red
the Britney
Chair.
Spears album, but the people at Best Buy thought I was bi. But also with Britney Spears, one thing I do really remember is I don't know, people may be too young, but in Canada, there's something called Hit List. It was like when we were growing up, it was when before YouTube, you had to stay up to watch music videos. And I remember I would sit there with my dad because Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again, was always going to be number one. And I would like literally like start to sweat in anticipation knowing that this video was going to start. I would start to like salivate. There's even like a bell at the beginning. It's like Pablo's
oh,
dog.
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
yeah.
And I remember I would always like sit there.
Oh,
Greg, time for a side note.
Wait. So.
I want to hear more information about Pavlov's dog.
Pavlov's dog. Okay.
You know.
Okay. Pavlov's dog. I do know about Pavlov's dog. So Pavlov was a dog. a golden retriever. No, that is not true. Pavlov was a person, a psychologist. I'm picturing like late 1800s. I'm needing help here.
I don't know the date. Yeah, okay. I know.
Early on, like in that his experiments were for sure problematic and these dogs were definitely hurt. But what he realized was that like dogs would start to salivate when researchers came in with lab coats. I remember reading that because they would know the researchers were going to be giving them food. So what he started to do was ring a bell every time a dog was given food. So it's like a neural stimulus that then created a physiological stimulus. So then anytime he rang a bell, these dogs would then salivate. And that is, what is it? Conditioning?
Classical conditioning.
And I do know something about classical conditioning, which is cool, which is that when people do drugs, for example, like heroin, they usually do it in the same place. So they do it in their home, usually in a part of like, I don't know, let's say they do it in their home. I'm not saying they usually do heroin in their home. I'm like, just in case you're wondering. People usually do heroin in the same place.
Oh my God.
Where is this going? Off the rails. I don't know what's happening.
I swear to God, this is
Wrap it up.
So people usually do heroin in the same place and their bodies physiologically prepare. Their heart will start to slow down for the drugs. That overdoses mostly happen when you do drugs outside of where you usually do them. And they studied it on mice. They gave them drugs in the same place, classical conditioning, but if they gave them the drugs outside. Sorry, mice. They end up having overdoses. Okay, that's a cool study.
Wow.
That's what they did. Okay,
yeah,
I think I did it.
Thank you, Greg. Good sign.
You knew that like really well.
Woo!
Oh my.
I was really panicked though at first. I was like, what does Pavlov? Pavlov is a person, right? Yeah. Like, it's not the dog.
Okay.
I literally was like, is that the name of the dog? Okay. Brittany, do you remember the best concert experience that we've ever had? It involves Britney Spears. It's the only time we saw
her. Oh, like the time we went and saw Britney Spears.
Yes.
Okay. Britney Spears in concert was a phenomenon. We all know that she went through some stuff in her life, right? Like, she had some hard times. We were always there to support her.
Also, it was a Nicki Minaj and Britney Spears concert, but to this day, you're convinced Nicki Minaj
was not
there.
Yeah. But then
you
I realized,
told me
like,
that. I'm like, it was half Nicki Minaj.
I have a really bad memory, but Nicki Minaj definitely was there for, like, the finale, and then for some reason, I'm like, she didn't perform any other.
It was
moment.
Half her.
Like, it was her concert. Anyway, so Britney Spears, we're like so obsessed. She is on stage, and you know, like, she used to be like a phenomenal dancer, but like, she's kind of maybe like lost a little bit. But every time,
oh.
I don't, no shade, like, you know, everyone loses it at some point. And I just remember, like, she would like do the most basic choreography. She'd be like, 1, 2, just to like sync with the backup dancers, and we'd be like, oh my god, she's doing so good. We would like hold each other's hand and be like, Britney, we're
we'd
so
be like, she
proud.
She whipped her hair on the beat.
Yeah.
So and we were she like, would, she when she was close to us, we're like, she's not even mouthing.
Yeah,
she'd like, be like, there were moments where I was like, I think she's counting in her head. Yeah, but that was a joke. I think we kind of, we had a little bit too much to drink that night. It was fun. But the moment.
Yeah, so at the end of the concert, like, Nicki Minaj.
We talk about this a lot.
Nicki Minaj comes out and is like, does her rap during Till the World Ends.
Yeah,
which,
she is a Nicki Minaj chicken fry.
Okay.
That's one of her lines.
Great song, great version. Till the World Ends, one of the best songs of all time. And Nicki Minaj is obviously like taking the attention at this moment so Britney can like get ready. And then Till the World Ends gets to this part where it goes quiet, like, oh, we all know this part.
Yes.
And then, just at the climax, like, wings shoot out of Britney Spears and fireworks fly out and she flies into the air like literal god.
Okay, wait. They don't fly out of Britney Spears. They fly
like,
out
it's
of the
meant
contraption
to look like,
that she's standing
okay,
in.
Okay, yeah. She's not an actual angel.
They didn't, like, surgically implant. Like, yeah.
There's fireworks everywhere. She's, like, flying into the sky and we're, like, screaming and crying.
We were also screaming and crying. It was the best, like, moment. But if you looked, she was, like, in this caged thing and she was holding on and looked horrible. She was holding on. She was so scared.
For, like,
she was not mouthing at this point, too. She was just like, oh my god, like shaking, and everyone's like, ah! Like, but it was amazing.
It was so good.
It sucked, like, we had full chills.
Yeah, it was
full,
so
like, I couldn't.
Good.
I felt it was like a spiritual experience.
Yeah, like, honestly.
Spiritual.
Okay. So, for this side note, I think I want to know more about music chills.
Oh, we did a video on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I kind of know that.
Okay, so what happens when you get like chills from music? Okay, do you guys know, like, you get like cold chills sometimes, right? So, like, you have adrenaline stimulates a muscle in, like, all your hair. So when you're cold, it stimulates adrenaline. If you're really scared, it stimulates adrenaline, which is like a weird trait that humans don't need. But, like, cats, as an example, like, when they get scared, like, puff up really big. So that's like the same thing that happens in humans. But there's something
because their hair sticks up.
Their hair sticks up, so they need to scare their predators away, so they look like so much bigger. But in humans, for music, it has something to do with, like, music stimulate. Like, sometimes music gets really loud. Sometimes it goes really fast. And so it's something you're not anticipating. And as a result, it's almost like your body is in fight or flight. It's scared. And as a result, your hair sticks up and you get chills. And that's, like, they don't fully understand it, but that's, like, the essence of music chills, I think.
So is Link, like, you're getting fright? Were we frightened by
Britney? I guess you're scared. Yeah, we're just scared of Britney Spears. That's why we got such
chills.
She's
going to fall.
Yeah, you're like, oh, my God. Yeah, we were actually just concerned for her genuine health.
I actually think I read one time that not everyone gets music chills. Like,
oh.
Maybe not all of you do, and that people who do might have more like auditory fibers in their brain linking to their auditory cortex.
Wait, people who do, and people who don't are dead inside.
Yeah, that was the analysis of that study, Dead Inside.
Oh, the old Dead Inside study. Oh my gosh,
that's
classic.
Exciting.
Oh my god, you're dead inside.
I feel like
I've only talked about Britney Spears.
Well, we've had like so many other like gay queen icons that we've loved through our lives, right? Like, we've been so obsessed with pop stars through our whole lives.
We went through a very Lady Gaga phase.
Yes, Lady Gaga. There was like, we love Robin, who we came out to. Like,
I remember with Lady Gaga, I was convinced. I wanted to get a tattoo. Like, I was convinced
where
that she...
Where and what?
Like forehead anywhere. Like, I was convinced. And I also once said to my friend, Ali Paulinas, and, like, that, like, Alejandro had just come out, I was like, I would kill you to spend 10 minutes with Lady Gaga. And that guy was just, like, obviously overly excited, but she brings it up a lot. Like,
she's like...
Like, just in random... She's like, just so you remember that time when you would have self-sacrificed me for, like...
For some random girl that you don't even like anymore. Not that you don't like her now.
Okay, that's this the thing. We don't like we fell off the band.
Well, I honestly, yeah. We would learn her dances. We'd wait till the minute her music videos came out and like force. Like one time we were at some like rehearsal for something and it was going late and we were like, Lady Gaga's new telephone video is coming out, so like this rehearsal has to end. And we like got everyone around a computer and like watched it.
And we were convinced that they were just being like doing it on purpose.
It's like a
also,
power
do
trip.
You remember when we were watching hockey with your family? We were watching hockey with Mitch's family, and
we were like, this is boring.
And we went into the basement, and we learned the telephone dance.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we were like, I remember like thinking like your poor family was probably like, what are they doing? And we were also like, we weren't even having fun. I was like, Mitch, you're not hitting the 7. Like, we weren't like...
One, two.
Yeah,
one,
like, I was
two.
Like, we just ended up fighting. Like, I mean, we got somewhere.
No, but we used to do... Okay, we used to do something that was, like, really disturbing, and I look back now, and I'm like, why did I do this? We would, like, go to bars when we were in university. Like, Bad Romance was, like, top of the charts. And we would, like, do all the choreography in the bar, but, like, force everyone to watch us. Like, make a circle, and then there's, like, at the climax, the bridge of that song, she, like, dances on the ground. So, like, in this disgusting bar, we'd literally, like, get on the ground, laying down, like, foot up, and, like literal mud on my shoulder.
I remember I'd be, like, I'd wake up, and I would look at my, like, clothes and shorts. They'd be covered in dirt. I'd be, like, oh, I did the Bad Romance dance last night. Yeah.
I don't know what possessed us to do that. Like, something is wrong with us.
Well, no, I think we were just trying to put on a show, but you're right. Like, nowadays, I don't really feel like... I actually went traveling in Colombia, and I did have enough to drink that I did it, like, a year ago.
No.
Yeah, I did. I
could not.
It still works. There was a circle.
Oh, everyone was like, wow, he knows the dance. Because you like everyone kind of knows, like, you remember this part, like, oh, what you like the hands, right? Everyone knows that part.
Everyone knows that part,
you would
right?
Know, right? You all memorized it? We're going to do that at the end of the show.
But Lady Gaga, like, it's interesting because, like, even in our, like, friend group, like, it's there's something interesting about gay men and pop stars, and that there's a passion behind it that is just, I don't know. But in our
especially
friend group...
Especially, like, female pop stars.
Yes. And, like, in our... Like, Lady Gaga's, like, contentious because, like, after the Fame Monster, we kind of... Like, I thought she was going to, like, be like Bjork and, like, literally be mysterious forever and be so cool forever.
Just
but then
like
it's like
art.
She sang millions.
But like, then it was, like, art
yeah.
pop.
Then it was art pop, yeah. So art pop is a great example. A lot of our friends stayed with her for that, but because we jumped off the bandwagon, like, we had, like full-on fights with friends where they were like, you left her and now you don't. Like, it was a little, like...
It's kind of like politics where you're not supposed to talk about it. Like, we've had our stage where we're actually just, like, we can't bring up, like, our opinions on Lady Gaga. But I'm always there for her. Like, yeah, I want her to come around and be the best pop star of all time again, but she's just got to prove it to me again.
Well, and also, recently we sponsored to have, like, a Syrian newcomer come to Canada, and we picked him up. It was just on Wednesday, and it's obviously, like, a really intense thing. We were so nervous to meet him, and we were getting in the car. He is also gay. It was part of, like, the application and how it worked. And we were in the car and, you know, trying to make conversation. His English was pretty good. And we were panicking and we didn't know what to say. And then we were just like, do you like music? And he was like, Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Ariana. And we were just like, oh, my God. And then it was like, it was beautiful.
Broke the ice.
It was like magic. It was just like, what's your favorite song? Bam, bam, bam. And it was like, and oh, it's,
like
even
you're
to this
connected.
Day,
yeah.
Like, hanging out with him, like, even on Saturday, I was like, okay, well, Lady Gaga. And then
yeah,
just, like,
we always
off.
Talk like, is there... Like, is our gay men connected genetically through, like, this love
from far
for
away.
Pop stars?
Like,
Are gay men connected genetically to female pop stars? The age-old question.
I don't know about the...
Wait, what
we've
done,
there a study
maybe not
about that?
Connected to music, why don't we... Well, we did one on the gay gene.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so which one of you guys...
No, you do it. You do it. You haven't done one.
Oh, my God. I'm so not prepared.
No, you probably wrote that.
Rachel writes most of our videos now, yeah. So I think you... I mean, Queen. I think we wrote this one together. You can do it.
Okay, so if you are gay, it's more likely than the average population that you also have a gay sibling. And you can see that even in twins. So if they're a pair of lesbian twins, it's more likely that they are identical twins than fraternal twins, proving that genetic
Some
link.
Sort of
yeah,
genetic
there is
link.
A genetic link, yeah.
Yeah, but it turns out that recent research says that you might all have a gay gene.
Everyone does have a gay gene.
But it might not be turned on. So I forget. I forget what the term is.
It's epigenetics. And methylation.
Yeah, methylation. So it can turn that gene on through environmental factors. So you could have I could have a baby, and that baby's a little straight baby, and then I could have another baby. I want to have a big old family, 10. And the next baby comes out, and that baby's more likely to be gay than the first baby, which is really, really interesting. So people who are queer often will have an older sibling, which is
true for you guys.
But then it's like, okay, so obviously queer families have kids, but they have less kids than straight families, so how is this passed on? So there's actually this thing called the gay uncle hypothesis, the gunkle.
The gunkle hypothesis, yeah.
We're both gunkles now. Like, actually.
So the idea that, you know, if you have a family member who can provide more care, you'll have more kids, and also they'll be better cared for. So it's not just survival of the fittest, but survival of the fittest fam.
Yeah,
that's exactly how we ended the video. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, so like gay uncles are just like saving the world.
Yeah,
really.
And there were also studies that found that gay men are more altruistic, compassionate, and emotional. Just throwing that in there. You would die to have a gay son. Okay. Okay, so speaking of being gay, being genetic, we are going to be, and pop stars, I guess we don't really know if pop stars, like,
there's no study. Maybe we will do one day. Maybe we'll get the funding for that study in the future.
Through this, yeah, okay. But we are going to have a gay man come up, your gay male comedian.
That's why you're here, you're gay.
Who's hilarious. And we're literally just, because usually at this point we have an expert on, and seeing as he's a gay man, he is an expert in pop stars, as we have said.
Why don't we give a round of applause and invite Mateo Lane up to the stage.
I'm giving you a standing O.
Oh, wow. He hasn't even said anything yet, Greg. I believe there's a mic. I didn't even stand for you. I'm so rude.
You have an older brother? See?
Oh, no. Everyone in my
Everyone in your family gay?
I know. Well, the thing is, we also think it's genetic because, like, my mom is Italian Mexican and my dad's just like Irish and white. And the my grandma. All right, here's the quick backstory. My grandma had five kids with this Mexican guy, right? And then he had another family with three kids and named them all the same name so he didn't confuse the kids.
What?
So he was also like a hit guy in the mob. So my grandma divorced him and then remarried a Sicilian. So my grandma had five kids with the Mexican, two with a Sicilian, right? So my mom is of the Mexican Italian. So three out of the five boys from that side are gay, and then everyone else on the Sicilian side is completely straight. And my Aunt Cindy thinks that his brother, my real grandfather's brother, was gay because it was like the 1950s, but he had like a hair salon. He was beat up in high school. Like, aww. You know what I mean? Don't awe him. He did regional theater, and so we're like, gay, you know. But that's all we can only stereotype, you know what I mean? That's all we have to work with.
But I mean, it is probably true, as you've just heard. It is genetic. So.
I mean, I would think so, you know what I mean? It's so fun. My mother, I guess my mom and my aunts, because I grew up in the same block as my first 22 cousins, so I think my mom and aunts just assume all boys loved Barbies. Like, I guess that's what boys do, you know?
It's just normal.
Yeah, and we used to play the Little Mermaid together, and it was my cousin Michael's the only straight one, so we were all little. There's a lot of girls in my family, so we're like, all right, we're all mermaids, Mike. You're Scuttle and Ursula and Prince Eric, and we all got to be mermaids.
That's amazing.
Well, okay. I was going to ask, like, so do you think that they're, like, have you always loved pop stars? I know you have, like, an opera background. Is that right?
Yeah, I was going to ask, because of your opera background, did you ever, like, look down on pop stars because you were, like, bougie and, like,
No. I love Mariah Carey, but, I mean, I also have problems with her. But the thing is, like, I think, as you guys are talking about it, I think it might be more of, like, a representational thing. I mean, I think gay men a lot of times, not to be, I'm a comedian here, I'm not being funny, but, like.
No, do it. It's an intellectual podcast as well.
That's Liza. But I think there's something about not seeing yourself represented. And a lot of these pop stars, these women that we fawn over, tend to share a lot of masculine and feminine qualities, which I think gay men often associate with. I mean, we kind of have our foot in both worlds, you know? And so we're always being, I mean, I'm stereotyping, but generically, you know, we're always saying, like, generalizing that we're always picked on for being effeminate. And so because it was these women sort of carried both of those things, I think we could almost mimic it. We could see ourselves in these women. I mean, that's why, like, Liza and Cher and I mean, essentially, they're women in drag, you know? They're kind of mimicking female culture, and they're sort of, they're making it more than it really is. I mean, no woman actually wears what fucking Lady Gaga wears. You know, and she's, like, in a fucking cinnamon roll, and it's like, what? You know, but there's something about that exaggeration that I think gays are attracted to, because it's like, and also too, you grow up as an outsider. Anything else that feels outside of the mold, I think we sort of cling to, because you're like, oh, well, they made it. And you subconsciously, or very hyperly aware, know, like, oh, that I must relate to that. I think it changes now. I mean, when I was in eighth grade, I don't even know how old you guys are. How old are you?
No, 20.
Work. So
I'm not 20, I'm 30.
So yeah, I'm 32. So when we were younger, I mean, there wasn't Tyler Oakley, there wasn't Glee, there wasn't, you know, I make a joke, I mean, the only gay person I saw on TV was C-3PO. So, you know, that was it. So like, you know, you're kind of out to fend for yourselves, you know, like, and now kids, like, if I just had someone when I was five to be like, this is what you are, and, you know, I think I would have managed better in life, but I was like in eighth grade and like horrified. I was fear-based, I'm also Catholic, I'm going to hell, and everyone's calling me a faggot, and I'm like hiding music I like, and it just really puts you through it. So I think now maybe it's less of that, but at least at my time, like I used to look at Madonna and like when she was in Ray of Light, and I was like, I love it, you know, because it just was kind of otherworldly, and I felt maybe I was more in that camp than I was in the, like, you know, Hollister, you know.
Hollister,
hey.
Yeah, what is, yeah, straight? Go, what straight so culture much. To you, Hollister at
Hollister,
that time?
Yeah. Hollister, yeah. At least it was in Chicago, that's where I'm from. That's kind of what it was. But
so you say that your number one is Mariah Carey. But
well, my number one of all time is Maria Callas, and then number two is Barbara Streisand. But Barbara's like kind of like in this weird world of like pop and Broadway.
Who's, okay.
But my pop, my guilty pleasure, my number one, I know all her music, I own everything, is Mariah Carey.
Okay. It's, I was Mariah. Like, is Mariah Callas, is Mariah Carey's real name, is what I thought. Who's Mariah?
Do you know who Maria Callas is?
No.
So,
no. Okay, we're gonna leave and you're gonna host the rest.
Okay, work. All right, yeah. So, but I have like this weird obsession with Mariah. Her fans hate me so much because I've made so many jokes about her on Twitter. But you know, there's nothing more. She hates. There's a Mariah fan leaving right now. But there's literally nothing more incriminating I could say about her than she says for herself. But
okay, so
I also will defend her to the end of time.
Okay, you have an interesting relationship with Mariah.
I love a hate relationship with Mariah, yeah.
We saw you perform last night. He was doing like a Barbara Streisand show. That was amazing.
So good. It was like,
dressed as me. Everyone's like, could you drag? I'm like, no. I'm awful.
Like,
I'm so ugly.
Barbara Streisand mixed with comedy. It was so,
yeah,
entertaining.
What made you want to do that kind of thing?
Because that's what she did. Before she was famous, she, in the early 60s, she opened for Phyllis Diller. So I hope people know Phyllis Diller. Thank you. learn. But she, look at how bored he is with the hat on. But just front row watching his friend text. I'm like, you guys couldn't look any more bored. If you're gonna be in the front row, be like discreet. So that's one thing Grindr teaches you, discreet. Yeah, but she was in the early 60s. I mean, she was like 19 and like wore like weird clothing and had long fingernails and like spoke different languages on stage and was funny and giggled at herself and sang weird music.
So she was like a comedian mixed with a singer at the time.
Kind of, yeah. They called her, I mean, in the, you know, the late early 60s, it was like, she's zany. Like that was in the, but people thought that, like, they thought she was from Turkey. They called her like the zany. She was really super, she was super weird. I know, people were like, she's zany, what is she? And then she would like go on TV shows and she would be like, you know, she used to carry a cot around New York. She was so poor.
A cot?
A cot, like a mattress? Yeah, she had six apartments she could stay in. So each night she'd stay in a different place because she didn't have enough money to actually pay for rent. So she would take the cot around with her and then every night stay at a new place so that she could go make her rounds and like go, you know, as a singer and da-da. She only entered a singing competition because it was free food at the end of the competition.
Oh my gosh.
It was at a gay bar
and
called The Wine.
Like a mall in her basement, right?
Yeah.
Is that true?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently she has a full functioning mall.
She built like a fake mall for her dolls.
Her?
It's really creepy.
For her dogs?
For dolls.
Oh,
but
dolls.
She did clone her dog.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
She is zany.
Yeah. She's pretty zany. I know.
Okay, so this is an interesting question in that, like, which pop star would you want to be your neighbor?
Oh, good question.
They don't have to sing for you. You don't have to like them, but they have to, you know, look after your dog.
Maybe like Adele. I mean, she seems pretty chill, low-key. You know what I mean? Patti LaBelle.
Oh, yeah.
I love... Patti LaBelle Patti LaBelle is a national treasure. I mean, first of all, she still can sing. That's number one. And she sounds so good, and she cooks, and she's fun, and like she's like... Oh,
and she cooks?
What do you not know any... What gay are you? You know anything about Patti LaBelle?
Does she have like a cooking show?
Yes, she has a cooking show.
Wait,
she has cookbook... girl. Oh. I mean, she, sorry. Yes, Patti LaBelle. Hello, Patti LaBelle pies. Don't you know about Patti LaBelle pies?
No, like British pies, sweet pies.
Who are you?
Do you, you know lit-
you missed the whole thing. Patti, Patti, these pies, Patti. You missed the whole thing?
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about? All right, four of
there's
you.
There's some nods, there's some nods.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Okay.
I can't believe that.
I'm
Patti
so
LaBelle's
sorry.
An amazing
we have
cook.
To
I know
ourselves.
I'm supposed to say she's amazing, and I know when she comes out at award shows and I'm around people, I'm like, she's amazing.
I saw her sing at an award show. It was at Divas Live, so it was like Mariah. And, by the way, JoJo was amazing. She would not
JoJo's
believe it. She was so cool when I interviewed her.
JoJo didn't.
Shaka Khan story. Was great. She just walked by me. Her people did not. I kept trying to get people to like talk to me on the red carpet, and because like if you have like I kept saying like doesn't so and so want to talk to the gays, and then they're like oh shit we got you know so. But I tried it with Shaka Khan, right? So I was like, doesn't Shaka want to talk to the gays? And her handler goes, no. And I was like, ugh, you know? But then Shaka walked by, and I go, hey, Shaka. She goes, hey, baby. And then she kept walking. I was like, I love you. She's cool. I like Shaka Khan.
You mean because you're holding, like, the logo TV thing? That's how you, that's what
yeah.
you're saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
oh,
so
I'll use
smart.
It. And most of the handlers are gay, so I'm like, mm-hmm, you know? But, yeah. But Patti came out. I swear to you, when Patti sang... People who could not see her walk could see and walk after her performance. I mean, she was amazing. She's amazing. She that to me is we've met, everything today is about the producer. It's about selling money. It's about a beat. Everyone's auto-tuned. There's a million like different. I mean, nothing is genuine anymore. It's so hard to find music that's like real anymore. Storytelling, like authenticity. You know, so Patti's like a rare breed.
And is she not Broadway? Like, does she not perform on Broadway now?
Are you thinking of Patti LuPone?
Don't. I am. We'll edit this out. We'll edit this out.
Thanks for coming.
I love Patti LuPone too. She's like throwing cell phones at
the
people.
The way you just
stuff.
Looked at me, I was like, oh my God.
I'm gonna cannot, die. I'm so ashamed
like,
of you.
I'm like, I'm fired. I just got fired from Logo.
Well, that's fine.
Well, have you, okay, because we've kind of talked about how we, like our love for Lady Gaga's example was like at a peak and kind of came down. Is there any pop stars
well,
that you
Well, I also
like,
thought
love?
About that, but that's very telling. That means that if you love someone because you're told to love them and hate them because you're told to hate them. I mean,
that
it's,
we're weak.
It, not weak, but just like we as a people are very reactive.
Yeah,
like we're
yeah.
just like, oh, never mind. It's like, well,
but
Lady,
I want to love her.
I love Lady. Here's the thing about
I
Lady.
I still love her. I just didn't like her most recent album.
I thought she was gonna be like Bjork and stay weird. That's what happened to me.
Here's
I
the
like
thing.
Weird.
I mean, Lady Gaga, at the end of the day, is just an Italian girl. Yeah. You know what I mean? She really. She says that in every interview. here's what the fast this and any kind of art form. The thing is, you're always going to get one artist that flares really big, changes the way we look at art, changes
Cardi
the way
B,
we look.
Now, yeah.
I mean, honestly, if you look at music, it's wildly changed since Lady Gaga because she came out, and yeah, she was pulling from a lot of different references, but sometimes you have to look back to move forward. And yeah. even like if, with painting, right? It's like when you start Impressionism, you can't keep that going forever. Yeah. So maybe at that time, maybe Van Gogh was just meant for that time. You know, I think Lady Gaga is someone who's talented enough that she'll be able to last. She'll have a career forever. You know what I mean? She's also the first to like speak of gay people. I've never ever heard my entire, I mean, every blue moon, like a pop star will be like, I do appreciate my gay fans. But, you know, like, Gaga was the first to go to an award
like,
show in
proud.
Front of Eminem, who has been all speaking, you know,
seemingly
yeah. that he doesn't
yeah,
like gays.
No, his lyrics,
he performed
yeah.
with Elton John once. I'm like, grow
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
that's like when the Oscars hand an Oscar to a black person, like, see, no more racism. It's like, it's not how that works. But, you know, she held the award and said, this is for the gays. I'll never forget seeing that because, you know, forever we're the butt of the joke. Forever we're disregarded. Forever we're, you know. And it's like, it was the first person to say, who was just on the nose, thank you. And it was like, yeah, like, that's bad. So
even the Born This Way song, I remember we were like, we didn't, like, love that song at the time. But
oh,
then
I still
looking
think
back.
I think the song's trash.
Yeah,
but
what
the
saying,
message is great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. The message is great.
Like, it felt contrived, but looking back, I'm like, it was really important.
Yeah, and I think she actually genuinely meant it, too. I think she's
oh,
like,
100%.
I'm putting this into a song because I think it's important.
Everything about it's great, but the actual, I don't just
the
wow,
song.
It was
like
just like
that
a weird,
song.
It was kind of like, yeah, it was like, but it felt like it wasn't done.
But she also did something cool where it's like, when I remember first looking at her, I'm like, oh, it's all looks, oh, it's all that. And then she came out on, she did a, like American Idol, and she played the piano and sang. And I was like,
yeah.
oh, this bitch is
she
like,
is
so
really
this
talented.
Is the real
yeah,
fucking
yeah,
deal.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
she's not playing around. So someone with that much talent, they'll last. But I mean, I don't know. I saw her on her last tour, and she was really good. And
going to
yeah,
Vegas.
We've still gone to her shows and stuff. Like,
yeah, we still
she
go.
Honestly, and I mean, she did the Super Bowl and
the
stuff.
The Joanne
like, she's,
album got the mums. When we went to the newest Lady Gaga concert, it was a completely different crowd. Like, she,
then
like,
it was
reached,
in the period
yeah,
previous.
It wasn't a bunch of like white gays going crazy. It was literally like ants. It was a fun it was a fun time for that. I was like, oh man, ants music.
I do think the life of a pop star, like, we're not gonna see Mariah's, Whitney's, Celine's, Madonna's, Janet. That it just that doesn't exist anymore because people aren't interested in longevity. They're not interested in investing.
Yeah, they want now.
Everybody
immediate
wants
internet.
Right now. So it's like it's this weird thing, and it's like all these pop stars are doing every like. I think of all the pop stars that have a clothing line, a perfume line. That's the way to make money and survive because people don't buy music anymore. You just listen to it for free, and people have to tour, and you know it's all about the production. And so that's why when you go back and watch Whitney Houston, you're like, oh, I can't even believe somebody sounded. I can't believe there was a time that this was the standard of the voice. You know what I mean?
So to put you on the spot, is there anyone right now who you think is sort of doing that, like? You've talked a lot about, like, are there any pop stars right now that you're... Are you the type of person who's always on the know for, like, what's happening right
no.
now?
No. Oh, God, no. I listen to, like, Barbara and Maria Callas. I'm, like, I'm an old...
That's
I'm in
still
my early hundreds.
To,
yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah. I could give
but
a shit.
But on the top of your head, is there anyone recently that you're kind of like, oh.
That's as good as, like, Mariah or
like,
Whitney
just, like,
was?
Do you mean vocally,
like,
Greg, or do you
people,
mean, like...
Maybe.
I think I wish Jennifer Hudson was still. I wish she was more popular.
My
I mean,
babe.
She's super. You know, she won an Oscar. No sad song for her. But you know, yeah.
We have a story about Jennifer Hudson because when you were talking about how people could see and walk after the performance, who was it? Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle.
Not Patti LaPone.
I cannot believe you don't know
kidding,
Patti LaBelle.
Mateo, I was. It was a bad joke. It was a really bad joke.
Mato.
But we went and saw Jennifer Hudson at Casino Rama
in Niagara Falls.
We
like
we, interesting kid.
Yeah, yeah. We were like, why is she performing
It actually
here?
Looked like this. It kind of looked, you know, like a like meeting room at like a
like we're about to like we're, it's in between bar mitzvahs.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And it was also like clearly a dinner and a show for a lot of older
like
people.
Who maybe just got like tickets like, in Niagara Falls and
yeah,
was like, oh, we're gonna
the
dinner.
The average
and then
we're
gonna go
age
see.
Was like 65, and we were like, this is so awkward. Everyone was white.
Like, I don't know if they knew. Who was?
Whoever her manager
was.
Was
like, she got voted out seventh unfairly from American Idol.
Yeah,
had the best career though.
Remember she sang "Circle of Life"?
Yeah,
I still have that.
Oh
on
my god!
Heart.
And after that,
yes.
I mean, oh my god!
And I have nothing. Yeah.
I mean, Fantasia was good, but not
like
as good J-Hud as
was.
Also, it. After the "Circle of Life," stay to the end because it cuts to the audience and there's two people with their mouths
like,
dropped and they're.
But to be fair,
so
those American Idol audiences, fickle as fuck. I mean, they would, they'll stand for anybody or cry for anybody. Like, grow up. I mean, Sinjaya was still having posters like, we love you. I'm like, no, you don't. You don't love Sinjaya. Sinjaya, okay, do you guys remember Sinjaya? Oh, look at this group. All right, he was a shitty, shitty American Idol contestant. And just, I mean, I guess we're supposed to pretend he was straight. But he eventually did, like, you know, Celebrities in a Jungle or something, but or whatever that CBS show was like, they put celebrities in a jungle,
yeah,
and then
but
but it wasn't Survivor anyway. So the Howard Stern show, oh, I love Howard, big Howard Stern fan. They kept him on American Idol because they were like, vote for Sinjaya.
Really?
So every week, Sinjaya kept moving up and up, and I was like, It's so funny because you listen to Howard Stern back then, they're like, did everyone vote for Sanjaya? He's number four, you know what I mean? And American Idol was like nervous, they're like, we can't let the Sanjaya win. I love that Howard Stern like fucked up the voting system. He's like, Sanjaya! Like, it was so funny because it was like, you know, you had all these great singers and then all Sanjaya's still there. And Simon Cowell was like, I hate you, you're the worst, I think you're awful, you're terrible. Audiences are like booing, move to the next week. I mean, it was a sad day when he had to go home. I'm sure the producer's like, you know, like,
yeah.
Okay, so I think our last question is going to be, which song, it's like quintessential, it's like we're about to start dating you. What song would you take on an island? One song.
Oh, I get one song.
One song. And that's it forever. You and the palm tree, coconuts, and the song.
Hey, you need a CD player or something too, right?
A CD player.
Why did I say that?
Or Spotify with one song.
He died.
I don't know. I'm going through Mariah.
So would it be Mariah? We can help you. Would it be Mariah?
I don't know.
That's a hard question.
You know what? It would probably be a Christmas song. I love
they're
Christmas
good all year
music.
Round.
Yeah, and that would be helpful.
I'm not even religious, but I love Christmas music. Maybe like
Mariah. She's like the queen of Christmas music.
Oh, she just started putting up her Christmas tree last week.
Would you do quintessential that Mariah Carey one or another Christmas song?
You know what? This is going to sound so cheesy, but her version of The First Noel is my one of my favorite songs to listen to. I love that song.
That's beautiful. That's Christian.
Is it?
The First Noel. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I listen
that
to Christmas songs.
That is Christian.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Songs like all that music was written by Jews anyways. It was not just, you know what I mean? It's all...
That's true.
Yeah, it's all. It's a business. You know what I mean? Like, Christmas music. Christmas is just a business. None of it... Jesus wasn't born in December. You might not even have been...
Jesus wasn't even born. You're right.
He might not have. I mean, who knows? We can get into that talk later. But don't believe what you hear.
So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So
thanks. Please don't send me hate on Twitter.
This is Mateo Lane. Oh wait, what about your podcast that we listen to, Inside the Closet, right?
I have a podcast called
Talk into the mic.
I have a podcast called Inside the Closet with Emma Willman.
It's amazing.
Lots of Liza Minnelli impressions and Barbara from Shark Tank impressions.
And it's kind of like we're just supposed to be listening in on your conversations, right? That's what you say on it, but it is what it is, and it is really interesting. And it's like has a comedy mix, but I feel like you talk about everything.
Yeah, we talk about everything. So
more of that stuff. Thank you so much.
All right,
Mateo.
Bye, Mateo.
Thank
you. See you later.
He has to go to the doctor. It's not contagious. Do not worry.
We're all infected.
But we are also not touching that mic.
And we're not sitting in that chair anymore.
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, I have a new mic. And are you guys ready to jump right into the debate?
Okay,
so today's debate, the guys are going to hash out who is the greatest pop star of all time. So they're each going to have 2 minutes to make their case. Which one of you want to go first?
Not me.
Greg's going to go first. Greg's going to have 2 minutes on the clock now. Okay. Greg, whenever you're ready.
Okay, I am ready. So I think it is extremely important that... Is the 2 minutes started now?
Go!
2 minutes have started now.
Okay, it's really important that we're here because I think the best pop star of all time is Celine Marie Claudette Dion, okay? So she was the 14th person born of her siblings, the youngest one, so that is a miraculous birth in my opinion, and they stopped after her giving birth because they realized that she was going to take them out of poverty with her voice, okay? She has the best voice in the world. She has a 3-octave range. It's a B2 to an E-flat 6. I don't know what that means, but I'm sure you do.
Mateo probably knows too.
Jennifer Hudson, Ariana Grande, Adele, and Frank Ocean have all said that she is their favorite singer. That is every corner of culture, okay, who thinks that she's their favorite singer. She is authentic in a world that craves authenticity. She has always just been herself. She's a hilarious physical comedian. The way she slaps her chest, her head, whenever she hits a note is hilarious. And people make fun of her all the time because she has English as a second language, which is problematic. And honestly, she handles it like a true comedian. She just laughs it off, okay? She's the best-selling Canadian artist of all time. She is unproblematic, unlike all of the other faves that we have, like Justin Timberlake, Fergie. They culture appropriate black culture. She has never done that. She's only just saying music that sounds like it's from the 90s, and no, it's back the 90s, okay? She also brought back Vegas. Everyone made fun of her for going to Vegas, but now it's like Mariah's in Vegas, Lady Gaga's in Vegas, Britney's in Vegas. Like, she started that. I don't even know who you're gonna be choosing, but... I'm yelling at you. She brought back Air Canada. Okay.
Oh my God.
Failing airline. Failing airline. She sings one song. And it's like, that's how I got here. I got here on an Air Canada flight. Amazing song. She is a fashion icon now. There's a New York brand called V-Files, which is like super cool. And she wore an ironic t-shirt of like the Titanic sinking recently that was hilarious and went viral. Her Instagram, ever since Renee died, has been popping off. She is like
10 seconds left.
30 seconds. Her most recent photo.
10 seconds?
Okay. The Met Gala video where it looks like she just did shrooms. Hilarious. She sold over 220 million albums, and I don't know much about French, but I know her French music is critically acclaimed, and I don't know what she's saying, but I bet it is very authentic. Thank you.
Ooh. Wow.
Very passionate review.
That was very passionate. Yeah. I think mine's going to be a little more subdued. That's a little more me. Am I ready to go anytime?
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, so I'm going to pick someone a little less conventional and a little less pandering to the audience of the city. But I've actually chosen the Beach Boys. I know you may be saying, Mitch, like, that's not a gay icon. What are you thinking? But hear me out. So the Beach Boys love the beach just like all the gays love the beach. We're all like, we gotta get our bodies ready for summer. We gotta get our tans. And Brian Wilson, who's the lead singer of the Beach Boys, also sings in falsetto, his classic voice. He was actually ridiculed for how high his voice was for a long time and felt really insecure, but it became his signature sound. And so I think, like, truly he is the original gay icon. That's a little much to say, I'm sorry. But okay, but seriously, they are one of the most influential bands of all time. They combined so many styles of music. It inspired me in terms of, like, the vocal harmonies. They've had 80 hit singles, 36 of which were in the top 40. There was actually a study done on them, not on them, but on all bands. Over 50,000 musicians rated who they thought were the most influential bands on them, and the Beach Boys came sixth. In the words of the Bare Naked Ladies, lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. And so, like, since the Bare Naked Ladies are the most legit band of all time, it's like, they wrote a lyric about them, that's pretty cool. But honestly, Paul McCartney also called God Only Knows the best song of all time. There was actually an amazing battle off between the Beach Boys and the Beatles in the 60s. So the Beach Boys were famous first, then the British Invasion happened, and the Beach Boys were trying to innovate and come out on top, and they actually did. They came back and had
seconds.
The number one single. But there's also, like, a really dark past to Brian Wilson. He had, like, a lot of struggles with mental health. He went through schizophrenia. He said that he, like, the voices helped him write the music, but they also tormented him. So it's sort of a classic case of a story of a tormented artist who's still with us today, who still just recently worked on Janelle Monáe's album or a track with her. And yeah, I think that he's just really inspiring in terms of influencing people, and I'm going to end early.
Oh, I don't even have to ring the buzzer. That was some good vibrations, Mitch.
Oh, thank you.
Full it's circle. Good. I don't know, this is a bit of Canadian content, but like that Bare Naked Lady song makes a reference to Pavlov's dog in it.
No!
Ring a bell and I'll salivate.
Oh!
All right,
okay,
full
so
circle.
We're going to move into the rebuttal section. So this is really similar to how our podcast is in the booth, where basically the two of them just fight for 20 minutes. But we're going to shrink it down to 4 minutes, so whenever you guys are ready, you can debate it out.
Okay, I think the one thing I have to say is that I really am upset that you did not choose a woman, because I think that we should be highlighting women, in, especially in the music industry, which is very much controlled by men.
Come for me right away.
Well, I'm just disappointed. I'm not angry.
Okay.
I'm disappointed.
If you're going to go there, I'm going to go straight to Celine Dion was 12 years old when her husband started seeing her, and he was 30. So, I don't know, that may not be her problem, but that's a problem, I think.
Okay, so this is what I think, okay? They waited until she was 18 to say anything, and I do not think anything happened prior to that legal point. And let's say, what celebrity couple has ever stayed together, minus Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson? They all fall apart.
It's called Stockholm Syndrome.
No. They were in love. They were in love, and they lasted until his death, and I think that is an amazing thing, because in Hollywood, it just rips you apart. I thought Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins were going to do it, and they didn't. Now she's with, like, a 40-year-old and making a ping pong franchise.
Oh, yeah. She has some ping pong restaurants in Toronto. Okay, here's what I think, though. Like, did Celine Dion ever write...
She wrote seven of her songs.
Seven of how many? Because, like, Brian Wilson, as an example, the lead singer of the Beach Boys, wrote maybe 300 songs. He was the first ever artist to write, produce, record, and arrange all his own music. They gave him full access to the studio. He used the studio as an instrument. And so I think, like, I'm not here to, like, bash Celine Dion. She is probably the best voice in the world. She's an amazing star, but...
Oh, thank you.
I just don't know that she is... like, as influential in that way. And I know I wish I did pick a woman, but I'm picking from a more classic time, and unfortunately, sexism was...
Exactly, that's what I think. It's like, yeah, he was probably given a studio because they were like, you can produce music. Celine Dion has written 7 of her songs because once my mom came for me and made fun of Celine Dion, and I looked
this
up.
You had to look it up?
Yeah. And I will say that it's like she wrote 7 of her songs, but there are usually 14 other names on that list as well. But that is an issue with the music industry, not with Celine Dion. And she helped write songs for a famous French-Canadian musician named Marc Dupré.
And who's that?
Oh, I don't know, but I remember this was part of what I was trying to explain to my mom.
Good.
And
okay.
I think that her voice, she sings with an authenticity. You're right that maybe she isn't a singer-songwriter, but I'm talking about the best pop star. When she performs, she means it. Her voice is incredible. 2 weeks after Renee died, she performed, and it was so emotional. And I just, you don't see that type of performance now. And
we did actually see.
Were you about to talk about when we saw her?
I thought so, yeah.
We are spiritually connected to Celine Dion because we went to Las Vegas to see her concert, and Renee was dying, and we were checking Twitter all the time because we knew if he died, our flight would be not worth it because she wouldn't perform.
We were trying to figure out if we should cancel a rebook or what. Yeah.
She performed for us, and 2 days later, Renee died.
Yeah.
So she
it was her last
Renee
performance.
Renee waited for us to see her, and I think from a like relationship standpoint, that is like a really beautiful thing.
Is this a beautiful thing?
It is a beautiful. Oh yeah. No, that's so sad.
Like you're really.
You said that they had Stockholm syndrome. Okay, it was true love. You know it's true love. It was true love.
But do you also remember when Celine Dion betrayed Canada and went on Eurovision representing Switzerland?
Okay.
1988, the year
that
we were born.
That is true, but Canada is not in Europe, so she had no.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have been able.
She
to
She should
go.
Have at least been on stage and been like, "I'm actually from Canada." Bye.
She won, though.
She did win,
and she was singing French.
Oh, was she?
And her French albums, I'm not going to say it again, critically acclaimed. I know people make fun of her, but I...
Give me a lyric.
On ne change pas.
More than one word.
On accuste le juste. I don't know.
Where are they going?
I think I just said orange juice. But I don't... Again, that's what I mean. I don't know what she's saying, but it's so beautiful, and I know the French critics, they were just, you know...
15 seconds.
Okay, my last point is, I agree that she feels her lyrics, she loves the words, but she didn't write them, right? So I think that a band or an artist who actually can write their music, and those are literally the words they're trying to impart in the world and maybe change the
but
world.
But Brian Wilson can no longer write his songs, as we know, and Celine has a new album
because
coming out.
Because
she said it's
going to
be different. She said it's going to be different.
Okay.
Maybe
right.
She wrote them
I
all.
I think the buzzer went off.
Okay, very good. Good job,
I'm
guys.
Sweating.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Let's see the...
You. No. Oh, should I show my shirt?
Yeah, Greg has another shirt on.
It's not good for the podcast, but I have a Hard Rock Celine Dion shirt on.
It's Korn inspired Celine
it's
Dion.
It's kind of like Korn and Britney Spears, but Korn and Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Keeping them guessing. Is he gay? I don't know. Literally.
Okay, so we're going to wrap this debate up, but finally, what we're going to do is you guys claim to be these super fans, but I'm going to give you a little trivia question to see how big of fans you really are.
I don't know.
So, starting with Greg.
I can do this.
You're a stan.
All right. Celine will frequently sing in English and French.
Yes, we know, yes.
But what other 3 languages has she performed
in? Okay, she has a song with Andrea Bocelli, so... Latin.
Latin.
Italian. 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 Italian, which is based on Latin. Okay, Italian, Spanish, and I'm going to go for, I really
if he doesn't
think,
get
like,
it, can I
when
guess?
I see her face, I see Dutch.
Dutch? No, maybe like German.
Okay, so this generic trivia website that I gathered this information from said Spanish,
got
German,
and
Japanese.
Oh, Japanese.
Oh, she's huge in Japan. That's another one of my things. East
okay.
Asia, huge. Internationally huge.
No, she actually is. That's true, yeah.
All right, Mitch.
Okay, we're going to see how this goes.
So obviously the Beach Boys are from California.
Yeah.
But what city did they originate in?
Oh, does anyone here know? Any phone a friend?
That is not the game.
I could only name really one California city. No. What about like Malibu. Is that a city?
Ooh, good guess. What? Not the answer. It is Hawthorne. Hawthorne is a city.
Duh, Mitch.
Oh, what? Where's that?
Just west of San Jose.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I don't know.
All right, Greg. Celine announced her relationship with her manager in the dedication section of which album?
Of which? Unison. No, it's French. Unison. Unison.
It's The Color of My Love because he is the color of her love.
Oh, that's even after Unison.
Wait, we can't say all of that. We've already been through this. It's weird.
And it's sad because Unison's before that because she was still too young.
Oh.
Again, I'm not giving you more points for your debate, but okay. Dang it. That's the one with Power of Love, one of the best songs of all time.
Mitch, of the five Beach Boys, three of them are brothers.
Correct.
Name the two who are not brothers.
See, I'm not that big a fan of the Beach Boys. I just thought it was cool to pick them. And Frank and John.
Frank and John. Give it up for Frank and John, everybody.
Wait, is that the answer?
It's Mike and Al.
Okay, I was like, oh my God. I was like, Sloop John B, that's what I guess, John.
I was like, oh my God, were you playing us?
No. Okay. It's like I could have just looked at their Wikipedia page for that,
yeah,
and I didn't.
Okay, so the first album you bought, Greg, was Korn.
Yeah, and Britney Spears.
Yes, of course. But what was the first album Celine ever bought?
Okay, I know that she wanted to become a pop star because of seeing Michael Jackson live, and so I'm going to say Michael Jackson.
It is not Michael Jackson, but it is another pop icon, Motown icon, Stevie Wonder.
Wow. And they performed together.
Yeah, Talking Book. That was the album.
Oh, man, I'm so embarrassed.
We're just not
we're in Montreal and everything. Yeah. I thought you were going to ask me if she had a stake in the restaurant chain Nichols, and she did, but now she doesn't.
I don't know what to say to that. Okay. All right, this is the final question.
Okay.
Mitch, the Beach Boys were the first American rock group to play in a communist country in 1968. What country did they perform in?
Oh, do you know world history?
I feel like this is leading me down the path to say China, but I'm not going to. I'm going to say Cuba.
Cuba. It is Czechoslovakia, the now dissolved country as of 1992.
Oh, that's so a that trick question.
That's why
I didn't know.
So that wraps up our trivia. So what we're going to do is by applause, we are going to see who the winner is. So give a hearty round of applause if you think Celine Dion is the greatest pop star of all time.
Okay.
Do I have to show my
support,
belly for
a
mine?
A lot of support. All right. Give it up if you love the Beach Boys.
Is it cheating if I cheer?
Okay. We got support for both, support by both. But I think
I might have won because I pandered a little bit.
You wore a second shirt under your first shirt. And you flashed the audience, so perhaps. So congratulations to Greg for Celine Dion.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Okay,
well,
that's it.
We want to thank you guys coming
thank
up
you
so
for
much.
Your first live podcast.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed it. We'll be around to say hi if you want to. But yeah.
And we're gonna release this on when you're hearing.
So you can like be like, "There's my laugh. There's my laugh." That'd be a really special moment for sure.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And Celine Dion is here! I would not have been able to keep my cool.
All right, see you later,
Thank you guys.
SLFM en droit, c'est le Side Note Podcast. It's gonna... Oh, sorry. I forgot that this was an English podcast. See, I actually went to Montreal once. And so sometimes I get confused with my languages. So just kidding. That wasn't French. Please don't tell anyone that I did that. We really hope that you enjoyed our first ever live Side Note Podcast. We were so nervous, but I mean, we're pretty happy with how he turned out, it wasn't gendered, it was a podcast, thank you, how it turned out. Let us know what you think using the hashtag #SideNotePodcast. We check it all the time. We love hearing from you. Let us know where you live, because, you know, maybe we'll take the show on the road, and maybe we should come to a city near you. So make sure you're subscribed, make sure you've liked this podcast, make sure you've given it all the stars you can, left a comment so that algorithm picks it up, and you'll be hearing from us next week with a new episode. We love you so much from the bottom of our hearts. And thank you, of course, to Celine Dion. Okay? Au revoir.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.